Yerushalmi Tainis, Staff Chof, New Perik, Perik Dalid, Shlosha Perakim. Mishnah discusses continuing in the days of the fast, the different days that were Koveya for Tainis. And the question is, when is the Birchus Kohanim during the Tefillah on a fast day? When do we do that? Says the Gemishnah, the Shlosha Perakim, the three times during a year, Kohanim Yosef Kapayim, the Kohanim Duchin, Abba Papayom, four times a day. So three times a year. They do it four times a day. B'shachos and Musaf and Mincha and Nilas Sha'arim, and they do it the way they do it in Yom Kippur. It's four times. They have the Tefillah of Nila. That's in Eretz Yisrael. They do it in Shachos and Mincha. And here Chutzar, which all we do it is in Musaf. But Tainos and Mados B'Yom Kippurim. And on the days of public days we have fast, Mamados B'Yom Kippurim, we do it those ways as well. We duchen all the other days Kohanim. When it says we don't do duchening in mincha time because it's not a fast day, and we're afraid that the kohanim, you know, had lunch and they drank, and melech is no they'd be pasul avoda, so they don't duchen. But on your fast day, on Yom Kippur, they could be duchening at mincha because there's no concern that maybe they had something that they drank and they wouldn't be able to do the avoda. Is the man the Marzen explained this? The Pei Moshe explains this as well. That the in regular days, because an arichas here, gazrina mincha shel tainis said to mincha dechol yoma, and therefore all yoma make gzeira, we don't do it, so we don't do it there either. But however, on Yom Kippur, there we do have, we don't make the gzeira, tainis shein bonila, kagon tisha b'av, etc. However, he was mincha shel samach l'shkia, it looks like nila, and therefore we don't do it as well, we duch in there in mincha as well on a regular fast day. So the Gemara is Achimah Smal. You said over here, the Mishnah says three times. Achimah Mene, Mishmasan Mamados. You can learn from that we talk a fast on Mamados as well. You can fast on the Mishnah, the Lashon that the Mishnah uses is three times, three things. And therefore we can learn from here that Mamados, because the fact it says that the Kohanim Duchen Bemincha as well, the Mashman that we Duchen on the three times, including Mincha, on the days of Mamados. And Arba, however, when we have four Tfilos, then on Tfilos, on the Tainus or Mamados, Enos says Kapayim, Belayla, Beyom. But we still, we only do the Duchening in the day, not at night. So in a regular day, if Shach, Musa, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, so we do three, but we don't do it at night, because Duchening is only done during the day, Duchen is not doing it, done at night. And this is Bakabalaya. Because the Mishnah would say, otherwise, Mishnah is to say, says the Pnei Moshe, says the Kabbalah, if Mishnah would say, do it at night, just say five times in a day, and Arvis, Shachos, Musaf, and Mechonil. It doesn't say Arvis, because we don't duchen normally at night, we don't do the Siyas Kapayim Belayla. So the Gemara wants to know why. And he says, Kabbalah Yispala. Mishnah, the Kohen raises his hands, let him go, Mishnah says, without davening. In other words, let him go, and faith Gemara Kasha. What's the problem? Why can't we let the Kohen duchen? And the what do we know from here? The Mishnah that you daven has daven for tefillos in order to duchen. Maybe he can duchen even if there's no tefillah. Maybe there are times he could duchen. Penosha explains that there are times we could duchen even if there's no actual tefillah. There's no my Myra, for example. You don't daven once we peach monastery. Maybe he could do it as well. Even if, just let him duchen. Let him do bichas kohanim. My answer: not on tefillah, but on his kabayim. We find that tefillah without his kabayim, but on his kabayim, not tefillah. No, you can have tefillah without his kabayim. But we can never have Nesias Kapayim without tefillah. That we can't do. That we can't do. Memela, therefore, that would not be, any other Eitzah would not be appropriate because we can't just have Duchening if we don't have tefillah set aside because there's Masakin to do it with tefillah. Gemara said, Tani, we learned in a Braisa. We learned in a Braisa, Zudra mentioned, where's our mayor? Chama, I would disagree and say, and we never, that's the door, but we do that in Mincha. But the Chachamim say that we don't only never do Mincha, even on Tainus, we never do Mincha, because we're just like we're afraid that maybe you'll become, your drink becomes sick on a regular day where you have, lunch, a Suda, and then you get drink, and if you will be puzzled the Dukin. So Melo, we make a Gzeira to even a Tainus Tzibur, the same idea that we don't do it because even though it's not shayach sichrus, however, we do it the same thing. We don't do it. My colleague is tanoim. So Mar said, "My paskim is Rabbi Yochanan. The Eruvim is a tanis tzibur naga kol ameir. Lagabi the din of a meir, all lagabi halachas of Eruvim." Mar says that the and tanis tzibur with noeg a kol kameir. Everyone passes like a meir. This is a referring to Erevin, by Erev, Vinan Shittuf, Yafem, and Erev Shittfos, we have Machlekes Tanoim, we pass like a mayor, and Tanit Seber, that even a Minchanila, this Kapayim, is also passing like a mayor. So a mayor, both in these two areas, we always paskin like Rav Meir k'neged chavera. Gemara says, "Av Yaakov, Yaakov, Shem Yochanan, Av Megillas Esther, Nagamay." Same thing happened by Megillas Esther. The halachas that we have in Purim is also according to Rav Meir that the that is like Rav Meir, which is the machlokas in the Gemara. You have to read the whole Megillah. You have a machlokas in the Gemara Megillah. Where does a person read from? You have to read the whole thing or even part of it. Rav Meir says you have to read the whole thing. We pass like Rav Meir as well. Everybody paskins that you have to read, you can't read parts of it, you have to read the whole Megillah. So the Gemara, that we have machlokes, whether we do it on days of Tainus or not, because Mincha were concerned about whether the person was shikur. The Gemara wants to say, what's the problem? Why can't we do it? Why do we tell put it, smichas aparashios, have nothing to say, pa'am, lego, shem shenazir is b'yayin, and say, come here, me as b'yayin. So, good, take saloka. It's like a nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so to a kayin, cannot drink wine during the avoda. So, Gemara says, I'm a nazir also b'chat some azukim, but we say nazir is also even seeds and skins of grapes, maybe the same thing on the zik b'yayin, let's say the same aloka there, it should be smichas aparashios. Eat seeds and the skins of grapes should also be asked. That's not true. We know a Kohen just doesn't drink. Can't drink wine, can't but get drunk, but he could have. It's not like Dinah V'Nazir. So you see, we don't have an answer. So we don't compare it. So why are you comparing it to Gabi Yayin? It's not a full comparison. So why do we want to compare it? So the Gemara wants to know, where do we do that? The Gemara doesn't tell us, doesn't answer this chiluk that we learn out. Why is it different over here? Why we don't do that? The Gemara just says that the chiluk does not apply. It's not a full chiluk. But we have this thing. Gemara doesn't tell us an explanation why this case would be different. Why chatzanim and zoga layokal does not apply for kohanim. So I think Rabbi Yonah is pagal yishu mebe gzura by Rabbi Yezera. Rabbi Yezera had machlokes. The gabed iser of a kohen drinking. When he does duchens chayyal me'er one learns from Nazir. We just finished saying smichas al parashios. The chayyal me'er sheiros one learns it out of the service in the mikdash. Torah says in the pasuk of sheiros to serve him. We have the bracha, but the Torah says the sheiros and the bracha together. So it's mashma that we can learn out that has to be the sheiros, has to be with be able to read the bracha. It has to be able to the mevarach hashiros, says the Kohen Edom. I know the bodek siv the sheiros levarach b'shmo. Makash koyim mevarach on the sheiros. So my sheiros mutar b'chartzin. So just like it's also a mevarach is mutar b'chartzin. Just seeds, you just can't have the grapes itself, the wine itself. So too a nazir. So too. A person is separates himself his way. We have one who learns it. We don't know which ones. We know that we have one learns out Mesheiros, and one learns out from Nazir. We don't know which one says what. So at the Gemara, let's understand. For Aniel, the one who learns out from Nazir, learns out the same thing that my Nazir, the same thing should apply. Aniel, the Mesheiros, should be Mesheiros, Osir, Babali woman. Just like a Sheiros, you can't do a vote in the Mikkah, should be a Babali woman. So too in the Sias Kapayim, you can't duken. If you have a Baal Mum, you can't duken either. You won't be able to duken. The Kohen, who has a Mum, Aloch is, he still can go ahead. He can't do dukening. The Kohen is, everyone knows him in the city, and they're used to seeing his Mum. They're not, then it's Mutter. So the only Kohen, it's not a Mum itself is Usher. If they're going, they're going to be staring at the Mum. They'll be overlooking at the mum that he has. But if he lives in his Tashba city, if he travels in the city, if he's somebody that's always prevalent in the city, and people are not going to, not going to be a problem, people are not going to be sidetracked. So, mainly, he can duchen even with a mum. So, the Gemara says, how could you do that? Didn't we say? Gemara says that what type of mum? He said certain mum are not aser. It's a biro mutter. So you see, it doesn't have that look of the pasuk. So you see that therefore, like the birchas kohanim is not doymed to sheiros because sheiros mum is pasul and birchas kohanim sheiros is not aser. If you dash biro, it's not aser. So the chayra, what's the comparison that this shita makes between these two and these two inyan, these two sugyas? And lamaisa, the Gemara does not answer this question to try to answer what makes it how we can learn these two together. The Gemara doesn't do that. Gemara says if the we learn out Yefim Mishiras, we don't know which ones. Gemara says by the time we learn a Brisa, that therefore we don't have an answer as to why there would be this it should be difference if you make it. Why the difference should be a halacha by mum? If you're learning out of this, it should be the same halacha. We should apply by all of them. So the Gemara says, "Alok by coin by mum." It says, "If he's a dash b'iro, people know him. They're not staring at him. They've seen him before. He could duck it even with that." But the Gemara, "Badi Rav Noli Avitzut Kamu." Rav Yonah told he had a crooked finger. I said, "Shom Rav Yonah, can you remember that? By a lot of dokin with a crooked finger." So I'm a lay, Mikil not dash b'iro. Everyone knows and sees. Knows you have a crooked finger. They're not going to stare at you. They all know you. Then mutter you allowed to do it, as we just finished saying. That's not a psul in. In dukkening, if you have a mum that everybody knows, that everybody sees already, it's not a problem. Not a problem. Zak the Gemara, my mama Lazak, I mean, Una went ahead and passed the Kayin, Mara says, who had Mavazaltim. What's Mavazaltim? It says a Kabin Eda means, I mean, Mavil, Melissa Kabin Misha, your service, the kingdom with Ferezos Akazakina. He had a very funny looking beard. Some hairs were going on one side, the other hairs on the other side. It was a funny looking beard. Rambam says it was. Rambam said that somehow the beard was not a straight beard, and people would stare at him because he looked funny. So Gemara says, and therefore Halacha is you can't do it. So Gemara says, they all know him. You all saw the beard that he had. He was a familiar person there. So why could he daven? Why did he stop him davening? Again, it's just like you said, if a person dash b'iro, you could daven even with a mum, with a finger that was a crooked finger. Why can't you daven this as well? Everyone knew it. Marcel, I'm on a riglos habi. Marcel, besides that, he had other mum. He has riglos habi. He had legs were very short. Memela, he looks like a katan, says the Kabaneda. Rigli, because he has very small legs. If you were Rav Huna, Kimanch in shows a cane or Niran, well, Yomer Inu Katan. He would say, think they would die, because his beard was funny. So he couldn't really see a beard, and he was short legs, looked very short. People would think he's a Katan. And they'll say, look, you're Katan Keduchin. My male, if a Kabin says, that's a psul, why we don't want you to be able to Duchin, that the, that's a psul, because Lamai Sub, it makes people make a mistake. It thinks that you could Katan Keduchin. It is, you know, not with an adult, but even by himself. Male, therefore, that's why he said, you can't Duchin. Didn't let him down. Didn't let him do it. Khan therefore said, "Kamin Jalai." They shouldn't say. We need to cut them. He said, "Cut." They wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't by himself. He could do it with other people. He could do it, but together with his because of his beard and because of his short legs, he looked like a cut, and they didn't let him do it. So I took him away about his hands. Has something with his hands and mutter or not? As long as it's dash b'iro, it's not a problem. People not gonna steer at him. It's good. Make mom have yosei. So she made that. He tells us halacha. That tells us why. You're not looking at a Kohen when he's looking. You can look at his hands. It has to be covered over the talis. You're not supposed to look. So therefore, what's the problem? You're not going to look at his hands anyway. You're not going to look at his hands. So the question is, why can't you look? The reason why you can't stare at him, otherwise, because it can be on Siach Das. So therefore, in such a loch, it's mutter to be done, Moshe, not as the Kalil Mestai Daiti. I can swear by Moshe that I can look at him and I won't become distracted. There wasn't an issue to look at him. It was just a question. You become distracted. Siach Daito. You want to focus on the prakas. You're looking at the person. So he says, I can swear to you that I myself will not become distracted. He was the God of Ladar. And I'm a staklina. I can look at them and I'm not Siach Da. So if I can look at them, even so. So you see that Lamaisa, it's not the, you can look. So if you have a problem with a Kohen that his hand is what they call it, if it's not Dosh B'iro, then it would be a problem because Lamaisa, people stare at him. And if people stare at him, it would be the Masiach Das from the Brachas. And that's why he didn't, that's why we said that therefore he would be possible. But not if he's in the city, therefore he said it's Mutter. I don't know if it's just Kabayim, where did he know it from? Because somebody said, well, Kohis to Brachas Ben Israel. I got that, you know, a Shachris. Rav Musa, where did he go by Musa? That you said, Dalok by Musa. We said Musa, everyone agrees. Minchah was the Shaila, but Musa, yeah, where do we see Musa? The Gemara said, you tell me, I said, I the pussy was in the opposite way. He reversed. Should it be the other way around? When he came down from his bayak, he went ahead and he duchin, and he finished the amaluim, the avoda, and he duchin. So you see that he had to raise his hands with duchin. So you see, memela at the end of each avoda, he duchin again. So memela there for the kohen, it's davening after shakris, and he davenes after musaf, after each avoda. And he duchens again. You see, the pasuk repeats it. So mainly, that's who we see that the lamed that each one is separate. That's where we see that even by musaf, you would have to go ahead and daven in minat Torah, that you have to daven as well. So the Gemara, we just see a look up as my miluim and wants to know about the pasuk. If Rosh Hashanah yivarchem, he raised the Kohen, raised his hand, ma'amita, he's doing it while he's standing. You think maybe Kohen could do it, daven even when he's not standing. Time alone, bokam, bum, bokashem alakaka, v'sharso, v'shem Hashem, makish brachal le'ashiros, ma'ashiros ba'amida, brachal amida. No, just like the shiro has to be done by amida, so the bracha has to be done by amida as well. Has to be done with the amida as well. So the this has to be the amida. So the bracha also has to be done with amida, standing up as well. So the Gemara says the kumah kohanim the levim by bracha sa'am. The kohanim levim got up and they blessed the nation. You see that they stood up and therefore they were able to go ahead and make the bracha. Had to be standing. So the Gemara. In the Chizkiyahu's generation, when the Kohanim made a bracha, says that those who are you see as Yigim B'Tayra, because speaking about those who are Yigim B'Tayra, Abu Daris Acherim, but other generations where Shaliyot Ma'azad, but people of Azara, then then you spread your hands, I'll hide my word from you. In other words, God's bracha will not except the brachos, if they're not. It's based upon the pasuk in Yeshaya, when they're all great people in the Darach Hiskiyo, the will to Minichah Komim, because we're listening to the brachos of the Kohanim, he accepted it. But in times when it's not, in Ogunim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not accept the brachos of the Kohanim, he would not accept it. Zaktimar, Yilchem Sevi Yivarchem, Yilchem Bistuma, Torah says that a bracha is not specific, what kind of bracha we're talking about, it doesn't say what. We don't know which one. How would explain the passing? What do you mean by varken? Torah just says the stamay varken and tells what bracha. Then when Torah repeats these things, we know these are the brachas that you say the Kohen does when he does the meluim. That's when he does these brachos. The varken Hashem. That's the bracha of the Kohanim when they do brachos Kohanim. So like the manai nila. What about nila? Good. So we said shakos and musa. What is my nila? I'm Rav Levi. When you go in, you add your tefillah, stating the pasuk in Yeshaya, because Baruch Hu's hands and your shemaya, I'm not going to listen to me. Call a marbet tefillah, and whoever is marbet tefillah's answer, they won't answer because their hands were full of blood. But otherwise, in a case when he added a tefillah, to then and a kanami for tshuva, like we do in Yom Kippur, so those tefillahs are answered, and because Baruch Hu pays attention to them, and therefore we duchen even on that extra tefillah as well. Shatfield, some kind of academic, we do it as well. So the Gemara, we have a steer, Machav Shirab Yaz, we have a steer from Rabbi Levi. Tavana, we have a steer from Rabbi Levi. Tavana, we have a steer from Rabbi State in the Pusik, Becholetzim, Yemutu, Dvash, Sam, Lach, Lamaxer, state in the Pusik in Mishlei. It tells us that in all the work, in us of Yemutu, there's always profit with all the work, Dvash, Sam, Lach, Lamaxer. But the words of lips only he takes away. You should do less. Work, you should do why? You should work hard. But speaking, that's worse. It makes it worse if you speak too much. So because she davened very hard. She went ahead. She shortened the days of her son Shmuel. She spoke too much. So if we see, when he said Olam, means she was speaking so long, the Olam, she did avod in the Mikdash, and he died at Shmuel Hanavi. He died young, died at 52 years old, because she was married in her tefillah. So you see, it's not good to do that so long. So before you say it's a stira, one place you say the more you say is good, and the other place you say the marriage is no good. I mean, another young man must Levi is only the life of a Levi is only 50 years. It goes out of 50 years in tzava. But Yidilah comes from a teray. Yidilah was 22. What do you say? He lived. He died young. Levi only lives 50 years. He lived 52. So how can you say that he died because of kind of statement that you daven long? He lived a long life, 52 years more than Levium lived. He went to serve 50 years in the Mikdash, plus 2 years while he was at home, before she brought him to the Mishkan, before she brought him to Eliyahu Kohen, and she nursed him at home. So it was 50 years, based upon the Klala of Levium. But the 2 years was added before. That's why he had the 50 years. So therefore, that was the 2 years that he got additional before he started the Avoda, before she brought him to Eliyahu Kohen. That was the 2 years that he had up front that didn't count in the Cheshbon. But Shmuel Taka died at the age of 50 because of that.
So the Gemara, the question we talked about tefillah, what about the idea is a good, more tefillah good, or more tefillah is bad? You say the same idea. When it's biyakid b'tzibur, when it's yakid, then it could be no good. You're too much. B'tzibur by the ilah, that's the good. That's good. When it's tzibur davins, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is accepted tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy when the tzibur gets together to daven. That could be marak. That's good. That's why the ilah is b'tzibur. But biyakid, then a person should not be marak in his tefillah. He should do say daven and not to be marak with tachunim, like she did, and caused the warrant that her son could not live more than 52 years. Sakti Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon B'Kolofti, Rabbi Shimon, are you a Gehebis or Tfila? When she go in and she plays, she daven, she's Marbin or Tfila for Hashem, Mikanchikal, Marbin Tfila, Nena, and we see that was the answer. You see, a Tfila was answered. So the opposite member, you're saying that it was bad because her son died at 52, was saying faker, that it was a good thing because the fact that she was Marich, she daven, Eli Cohen, the Kohen Gadol Eli noticed her how much she was davening, and he gave her a bracha, and he gave her the bracha for her child, and he gave her whatever she needed, the tefillah chana. So you see, that is a good thing. So here we see, I'm different the shtir and a memra. In other words, we say it's actually good, not bad, nafkamina, between the two different brises that we have before. The Gemara is going to discuss now the idea of ni'ilah. Where do we get ni'ilah from? That is a tefillah to be moisif on ni'ilah on Yom Kippur.